Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 69 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, member of the Education Podcast Network. Still coming to you from my car. Still on my way to Columbus, Ohio. The sun is still shining. It is a balmy 84 degrees outside. And for those of you that live in hotter places, you'll be like, what? 84 is definitely not balmy. But anyway, I digress. I wanted to share with you something that I had always wondered about and just recently stumbled upon a little bit of research that shed some light on it. And so when it comes to learning new material and trying to remember it for the long term. We all know about this idea of spiraling, or if you don't know, I shouldn't say we all know, but the idea behind spiraling basically is that you bring content up little by little over time so that it is eventually stored in long-term memory, because our brain does love to spread out learning instead of trying to cram it all into one particular time. And I've always kind of wondered, you know, what's the best amount of time to wait before we bring something back up? And I'd always been real curious about that. And some of this research that I just found, I found this study actually, it was shared with me. It's this study called Using Spacing to Enhance Diverse Forms of Learning, a Review of Recent Research and Implications for Instruction by Shana Carpenter, published in 2012. And if you start digging into this, she talks about spacing and how instruction and practice should be spaced out. And so the rule of thumb here is that there is no rule of thumb on a specific amount of time, because it all has to do with how long it is between how much time you've got before you're supposed to recall that information. And so here's what this study found. They found that if there was a test that was 7 days away, the best gap between learning was 1 day. And so if there was a 1 day gap between repetitions, that led to the best memory for the test. Then they kicked it up. The next level was 35 days. If the test was 35 days away, what they found was the best gap was 11 days. So if there's 11 days in between reviewing of or remembering or recalling of information, that led to the best results. And then they did it also for 70 days. So if the test was 70 days away, then the best time to review there is, or the best gap would be 21 days. So I started looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, is there kind of like an overall general rule? I guess I did just say there's no rule of thumb, but there kind of is, I suppose. And so Carpenter's research concluded that 10 to 20% of the time between the time that you start and the time of the test, 10 to 20% is when the gaps should fall. And so, you know, if it's going to be kind of like what it said, if it's going to be 7 days, your 10 to 20% puts it right at about a day each. And so if we're thinking about how we can have our students recall information in the right amount of time so that they can get the most out of it, I thought this was really, really enlightening. So there you go. If you've always wondered this same thing, just like I did, there's a little bit of enlightenment through some research. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.